All right. If you haven't heard via friends or the church or social media, we're going to be doing Jaina's memorial service on Monday at 4 p.m. right here in the sanctuary. And then right afterwards, there's a reception in the gymnasium. And so if you'd like to come on out and be an encouragement to Abby and Maxine and Jaina's family, that would be beautiful. It's just been just so wonderful. It's amazing how many lives that she's touched. You know, she was our PE teacher for our elementary, and so every kid in our new school knows her, and most all the parents then in the school knows her, and all the teachers, because she works with them and has been on staff with us here in the church and been around forever. But what a beautiful and humble life, and how somebody can be so kind of quiet and yet touch so many people. Just an amazing thing as I just kind of think through just her personality and who she is, and we love her to pieces. And so one of the things I want to mention also is in lieu of flowers, the family has asked, actually they set up a GoFundMe.com, and so from our, it's on our church Facebook site, and it's basically the proceeds go to helping out the girls. And so she has two daughters that are left behind, and so taking care of that. And so thank you. So Monday night, 4 p.m., with the reception that'll be following. Also want to make mention of two more things. One is the Thrive, our foundations class that we're starting up. We'll start this Sunday at third service. And the first one is going to be what is the Bible? And then who is God? And then who am I? Will be the three consecutive Sundays on third service right there in the mercy room. So again, if you want to just brush up on kind of Bible basics, if you maybe new to the faith and want to get truly a foundation, that'll what it'll be. And so Mike Ramsey is going to be doing the teaching the first one, and there's Mikey right over there, and so he's going to be doing what is it, Mike? What is the Bible? No, and so that's what he's going to be touching on. So that'll be great. We're excited about that. I think we already have like 30 people signed up, so that's going to be fun. What did I say? Thank you. In two Sundays, that's right. I just lost a week. That's all. Yeah, March 6th. Thank you. Did I make you a little nervous there? Going, wait, I'm not ready yet. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry, you're right, March 6th. Also, City Serve. If you came in either of these two doors, you saw the table, but for you guys over there who probably didn't see the table, there's a table set up in the foyer there. And as we've been talking about City Serve, I think one thing I did a disservice to is I keep talking about it being this weekend, serving our community and working this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, working this weekend. And really, it's 3 hours. You can pick, and so we have the site set up. You can just sign up, and really we need your name and an email, and that's it. There's no money. There's nothing else that you need to do. Name and email. It's going to be, we've made it as simple as we can, and so we would love your help, and we need your help. So if you want to do Saturday morning, if you want to do Saturday afternoon, if you want to do Sunday afternoon, those are kind of the three main time periods that we have there, and so they're all laid out on the table. We got a bunch of them, so you're not going to be a line of 20 people out the door. You can just go kind of look at the map, and basically we're going to focus in on the ones that we're kind of starting and in charge of right here in Murrieta. And so if you'd like to get signed up for that, please get signed up for that right after the service. That'll be set up in the back. And Javier, wave Javier. Javier will help you out if you have any questions on that or what this means or what do we need. And then, of course, once you sign up, you'll get an email from that team leader and telling you where to show up and when and all that good stuff. So you'll get all the details there. So get signed up for that. All righty. Why don't you turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I've entitled our message, The Tears of a Clown, but do not let that song roll around in your head for the rest of the time. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But I love his way of introduction. I love this story. I've shared it before, but I just like it. It was it's a story about this rich industrialist who was disturbed to find this fisherman sitting just lazily beside his boat. And so he asked him, why aren't you out there fishing? He says, because I've caught enough fish for today, said the fisherman. Why don't you catch more fish than you need? The rich man asked. What would I do with them? Well, you can earn more money, came the impatient reply. and buy a better boat so you could go deeper and catch more fish. You could purchase nylon nets, catch even more fish, and make even more money. And soon you'd have a fleet of boats and be rich like me. The fisherman asks, then what would I do? You could sit down and enjoy life, said the industrialist. What do you think I'm doing, said the fisherman, right? This is a great chapter. I love chapter 2 and 3 of Ecclesiastes. We're going to tackle 2 tonight. And here we get to see Solomon, healthy, wealthy, and wise, and yet still in want. Still searching after.